This is April's Wine and Food Pairing segment with Carolyn Joy, proprietor of Joy Wine and Spirits at 6th and Marion in Denver. Hi, Carolyn.
Hello, Steve.
The food of choice this month, let's begin with Passover, the big Seder coming up this weekend. A staple meal for Passover Seder, brisket, matzah, typically requires a red wine, a dark, full red wine.
Fuller-bodied red wine would be good, although we've always tried to let our customers choose whatever they want, and we do have red and white, but in general, I would say if you're going to have that meal, a red wine would go better with it. Kosher wine has come a long ways in the last, I would say, at least 5 years with more modern winemaking techniques and more care in the vineyard and more care in the cellar.
So more variety?
There is more variety, you know, Pinot Noir, there's sparkling, Cabernet, mm-hmm. Chardonnay, little white blends. So there is quite a variety of wines.
Also, coming up on Thursday, you've got your Thursday wine tasting for April.
Yeah. We actually have a tasting tonight on Wednesday night, and we're going to think spring and choose four different rosés. Rosé season is coming up.
Describe the rosé for the novice.
Okay, so rosé, it's interesting because it is grown in popularity so much, but a lot of consumers still think that rosé means sweet, and it can mean sweet. You know, it's been sort of tainted by white Zinfandel, which in some ways was a good thing for Americans because it got us into wine.
Okay.
But it was a bad thing for rosé because rosé can come in a variety of styles. It can be sweet. It can be really, really dry. And then, of course, it could
light.
Be... Yeah, and there are a few that are a little fuller bodied, but in general, rosé is light, refreshing, crisp, very versatile.
Springtime.
Yeah, and actually we're selling it. It's a great Thanksgiving wine because it's a very versatile wine.
Oh, okay.
But we right now have at least 40 rosés in stock, and then at some time this summer, that'll be around 60 or 80 wines. And we order a lot of these in advance because generally you get wine from, so most of our rosés are 2015 vintage, mm-hmm. although there are some finer wines that we have that might still be 14 or even 13. Some of them can withstand age for a little bit. They don't necessarily improve a lot with age. They might integrate a little bit better and become a little bit more approachable if they're a really full-bodied, structured, acidic rosé. But in general, they're light and refreshing. They can have a hint of sweetness. They're great for an aperitif if you start your meal with them, or cheeses, chicken, pork, salmon, a variety of dishes.
As you said, very versatile.
Yeah.
Sommelier Carolyn Joy with us. Again, the vintage is...
It's actually the year that the crop was grown. So this would be wine, this would be grapes that were grown in 2015. Picked in 2015, and because rosé isn't generally aged in barrel, it doesn't benefit from that. The oak aging on rosé doesn't really go together. So it's vinified frequently in stainless steel, sometimes in concrete, and sometimes in neutral barrels, but generally not. And then it's not aged very long, put in the bottle and shipped out to market.
How long does it take to vinify?
Probably just a few days. You know, everything is a little bit different. Sometimes if a winemaker wants something a little bit darker, he would leave the skins on, but then you're probably getting a red wine. Generally for a rosé, there's a couple different ways of making them. One of the more common ways is to actually siphon off some of the... So what happens is they press the red grapes, and then they want to extract a lot of color, so they kind of siphon off some of the pink wine before it sits on the skins. That's one way of making rosé. Other times, people are specific rosé producers, and they are growing and vinifying the wine specifically to produce rosé.
Carolyn Joy from Joy Wine and Spirits. Tonight is the April tasting, Wednesday night. From when to when?
It'll be from 4:30 to 7:00. And we generally have them every week. And if people get on our email, we notify our customers and listeners of when the tastings are. It's a great way. They're free. And it's a great way to learn more about wine and different varietals.
And meet your neighbors.
And it's a lot of fun.